I don't know how it started. It started very much like a deal that I did here with Michelle Pfeiffer that I'll tell you about in a minute. But I think I just did it off the top of my head one day. And I don't know why I started calling myself Big Old Fat Old Dino. Maybe it's because I heard a southern expression, big old fat old, or whatever it was.
You were a skinny guy.
Yeah, I was skinny. And for some reason, I decided I'll just call myself Big Old Fat Old Dino. And so I started calling myself Big Old Fat Old Dino. And then it dawned on me somewhere along the line that people thought I was really fat. So I started this gimmick that you could never do today. You know, I mean, the FCC would kill you if you did it today. But I started this gimmick about losing a pound a day through sheer willpower. So I started out, and again, you know, there were no sexual connotations at all, but I started out at 369 pounds. I just picked a number out of a hat, and I just lost a pound a day, mm-hmm. every day. You know, people would come out and say, hey, you're not 287 pounds, you know? And I would always do April Fool, whatever. And it was a good bit. It lasted for a long time. Big old fat old Dino.
Eventually, you would have been down to zero. Huh?
Yeah, I would have been down to zero. I forgot where I stopped. I think I stopped like at 150 pounds or whatever my real weight was at that time. Then I would play around with it a little bit. I said, oh, I'm starting to gain a little weight. I better go on my willpower diet and that kind of stuff. Then I started to get a little nervous about it because I said, well, you know, now they're starting to do newspaper stories about it. Yeah. So I said, I'd better be a little bit careful.